This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The latest violence in the subway, deadly. This happened at the Coney Island Stillwell Avenue stop. Let's go to our Glenn Shuck.
Yeah, in fact, this is still an active police investigation here. The violence happening right in front of a stationary N train here, the elevated tracks in Coney Island. Unclear if the men involved here knew each other or not, or what the dispute was about. But in the end, again, the victim, 54 years old, was stabbed once in the back and rushed to the hospital, but he did not make it. This all happening about 11:20 last night. So, as is usually the case here, surveillance footage, getting more description of the suspect is key. They're doing that up in the elevated tracks as well as here at street level, trying to gather some cameras here. Cops from the 60th Precinct are doing that right now. But they do have some preliminary information, Susan. According to witnesses here, the suspect is a man in his 30s who is wearing a green shirt and aqua-colored shorts. Again, according to a number of witnesses, he was, again, last seen running away on Stillwell about 5 hours ago. Now this has happened. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here at the scene in Coney Island.
The owner of a Bronx daycare center where a child died from fentanyl exposure last September has pleaded guilty now to all the criminal charges against her. This is 37-year-old Gray Mendez, who's now looking at 20 years to life. Her husband pleaded guilty earlier this month. He was sentenced to 45 years. The University of Bridgeport was placed in lockdown for a time Tuesday. That followed word of shots fired inside a school dining hall. Indeed, one person was hit by a bullet and has non-life-threatening injuries in what authorities called an isolated incident. Police say the shooter and the victim know each other, and while they've yet to make an arrest, they do not consider this an active shooter situation. Well, the Yankees are still in it. They stay alive, taking Game 4 of the World Series at the stadium to avert a shutout by the Dodgers. But now they've got to win the next three in a row, right? Something never before done in World Series history.
This was 8-year-old Luke's first World Series game.
How exciting is it to be here?
Crazy. It's just a different environment than the regular season. It's amazing.
And he saw a winner. The Yankees came from behind and never looked back. Home runs galore and an Anthony Volpe grand slam that brought the stadium and the team to life. Luke's dad, Andrew, says it was do or die. And they did.
3-0 is tough, but get to tomorrow to call, who knows? Just get the game back to California. Get it back to California. That's what we're looking for.
But it's one more time in the Bronx. At Yankee Stadium, Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The Adams administration vowing to appeal after the city's Operation Padlock to Protect was ruled unconstitutional. A Queens judge says the law, which allowed police to quickly shut down more than 1,000 unlicensed smoke shops, denies shop owners their right to due process. Meredith Berkman, the co-founder of Parents Against Vaping, says this is the wrong decision.
I am grateful for shutting down these shops, which are entitled to due process. But remember, we're talking about a category of retailers who are acting against the laws that are meant to protect our city's children.
Well, a spokesperson for the mayor says the city will appeal the ruling. A city cop was injured last night while trying to stop a reckless driver in East New York, Brooklyn. This was on Atlantic Avenue at Eastern Parkway, where the cop who was on foot spotted the car at around 9:30. He tried to get the driver to pull over, but police say instead the 25-year-old hit the gas and then hit the officer. Both the Post and Daily News reporting that a shot was fired, but that's yet to be confirmed. The officer is hospitalized in stable condition. The driver was taken into custody. The TCS New York City Marathon's coming up on Sunday with a longtime runner forced to change things up so he can stay in the race.
Michael Ring would run 2 to 3 marathons a year, in his words, just for fun. Then in 2014, a case of food poisoning turned into Guillain-Barré syndrome, leaving him paralyzed in his legs and feet.
I was always training for events where the finish line is beyond the horizon. So here I am, you know, healing from an illness, and I don't know how much better I'm going to get. So the goal of physical therapy and healing, it was beyond the horizon. I didn't know when I would level off, when I would stop getting better, but I kept trying to get better.
He got better enough to run the New York City Marathon while partially paralyzed in 2017 with ankle braces and two helpers. And he's doing it again this weekend for the 26th time. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
Yeah, your chance to meet the final two canine debates for Doug, Mayor of New York City. Bernie the Pomeranian and Enzo the Shih Tzu will be doing a joint meet and greet. Yes, this is happening this evening in Soho. And I asked Doug Mayor organizer Stephen Calabria, have the two dogs actually met?
I don't think they've ever met before. This will be a clash of titans. So we hope everyone can come out and check it out.
A clash of tiny titans, right? Because they're pretty, right. A couple little tiny dogs.
This is a year for the small dogs. There are only small dogs in the final.
Small dogs, but they have pretty big personalities from the photos and video we've seen, right?
Very big outsized personalities, befitting of the biggest and best city in the world.
You can meet both Bertie and Enzo and even enter a raffle to win prizes. This is from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Hole Art Gallery at 312 Bowery in Soho. And then voting will take place next Monday on Instagram polls, Facebook, and at dogmayornyc.com. The runner-up, by the way, becomes Deputy Dog Mayor, so it's all good.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.